Welcome to the Colorado History Series presented by fourth grade students at Glenwood Springs Elementary School. Our fourth grade crew is studying Colorado's history, the impact of mining, and important people who have shaped our colorful state. Take a listen to how our fourth grade crew at GSES wants to share their learning and educate our community.
Hello, my name is William Bent. I was born on May 23rd. 1809 in St. Louis, Missouri. I am famous because I built a trading post, which was the only permanent settlement along the St. Phil Trail between Missouri and Mexico. Something interesting about my life is that I married a woman and became a Cheyenne sub-chief. I also tried to keep peace between the Cheyenne, Arapaho, and the White Hairs. I would like to be remembered as someone who believes the land should be shared between Native Americans and the White Hairs. I believe in peace. Did you know that my trading post is now preserved as a tourist attraction? Also, Bent County in Colorado is named after me, and I always thought Native Americans and White Settlers could live in peace and harmony. I died in 1869 from pneumonia.
Hello, my name is Isabella Bird. I was born on October 15, 1831 in Warbridge, Yorkshire, England, at the home of my father and his second wife's house. I was outspoken from an early age. At age 6, I confronted a man campaigning, asking him, "Did you tell my father my sister was pretty because he wanted his vote?" During my lifetime, I traveled to over 13 countries, writing books wherever I went. In fact, I've been to Korea, Colorado, Japan, Australia, and the Sandwich Islands, now known as Hawaii. As a result, many people have come and read about these places, raising awareness and tourism. I am most famous because of how much I traveled and wrote. Something interesting about my life is that after spinal surgery, I traveled to Colorado. Using a horse for transportation, I traveled for 3,000 miles across the Front Range. While I was there, I also had a short-lived romance with a man named Jim Nugent, better known as Rocky Mountain Jim. I also wrote A Lady's Life in the Rocky Mountains, which tells about my travels in Colorado and my small wooden cabin in Estes Park. I would like to be remembered as an avid adventurer and curious writer who tried to show people how inspiring our world can be. Also, did you know that I climbed Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa while I was in Hawaii? While I was there, I learned how to horseback ride. Then, when I was 72, I went back to my home in Edinburgh, Scotland. I fell ill and died on October 7, 1904, just 8 days before my 73rd birthday. I have always thought that curiosity and strength can take you many places you have never dreamed of seeing.
Hi, my name is John Osgood. I was born on March 6, 1851, in Brooklyn, New York. When I was young, my father died when I was 4. And I was sent to Providence in Rhode Island to attend school. During my lifetime, I was one of the first founders of the Iron and Fuel Company, and I was the founder of the Redstone Castle. As a result, I gained control of the White Breast Mining Company, which supplied coal to the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy Railroad. I am most famous because I built the Redstone Castle and controlled 5,622 acres of coal land, mostly in the Crystal Valley south of Glenwood Springs. Something interesting about my life is I was sent to Colorado to research the state coal resources for the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy Railroad. I would like to be remembered as the Fuel King of the West and a coal miner in Colorado. I rapidly inspected every coal mine in Colorado. I have always thought it's important to support my miners who works for me.
Hi, Hi, my name is Zebulon Montgomery Pike. I was born on January 5, 1779 in New Jersey. When I was young, I liked to read, but I didn't have much education. During my lifetime, I trained and entered the Army in 1794 at age 15. As a result, I had more exploring experience, so in 1806, I could go on an expedition to find the headwaters of the Arkansas River. I am most famous because I discovered Pike's Peak in Colorado. Something interesting about my life is that I thought Pike's Peak was a blue cloud when I first saw it. I would like to be remembered as the explorer who discovered Pike's Peak. Did you know I am named after my dad, Zebulon Pike, and a book was written about me? As I have always thought, never give up and keep exploring.
Hello, my name is John Osgood. I was born on March 6, 1851, in Brooklyn, New York. When I was six, I moved to Burlington, Iowa. My father died when I was four. During my lifetime, I was sent to Colorado to research the state's coal reserves for Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy Railroad to power the railroads. As a result, I began to obtain huge amounts of coal and created the Colorado Fuel Company. I am most famous because I controlled 5,622 acres of coal land, mostly in the Crystal River Valley, south of Glenwood. Something interesting about my life is that I built Redstone as a company town. I would like to be remembered as the fuel king of the West. Did you know I operated 14 mines and 4 cooking plants?
This has been a collaboration between Glenwood Springs Elementary School and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program and KDNK.